Welcome to Caring and Sharing, an annual holiday series on KUMD.
Around about this time every year, KUMD and Northland Morning bring you a special series of interviews where we talk about nonprofits, usually some of the smaller nonprofits in our area, and the good work that they're doing. And we give them the opportunity to not only talk about who they serve and how they make our community better, but we ask how we can help them. This morning, Jen Diedrich is our guest, and she is a clinical supervisor with the Minnesota Autism Center. They've got an office in the cities. They've also got an office right here in Duluth. Jen, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about what the Minnesota Autism Center does. Thanks to TV and some interviews with celebrities, and we're actually starting to understand a little bit more about autism, and I think a lot of the mystery and perhaps maybe some of the stigma is going away as we start to understand more.
Absolutely. I think definitely, obviously, Hollywood has played a huge role in getting some of that information out there, but in all the presentations that I do and just in general meeting of people, I can ask them, do you know anything about autism? And almost everyone in the room is able to say, I know someone, or I know directly, someone that has autism or has a loved one with autism. So unfortunately, it's pretty prevalent. The CDC just came out with the rates of 1 in 68 now. So it is becoming more prevalent. But it's something that, as a company, we're able to definitely help with, and I think that's something that's great. With the Minnesota Autism Center, we are a nonprofit. We work with clients ages 2 through 21, so that makes us a little bit different than some other service providers that maybe just work with the younger ages 2 through 7. But we do work with 2 through 21 with plans for the future of doing 21-plus services as this population bursts. Kind of ages, we're now looking into what about those kids that are turning 21 into adulthood. And so looking into that for sure. And so that's really what we do. Like you said, we have 7 centers throughout the state, one primarily in the cities, but we do have one up in Duluth as well that we just opened a year ago.
What have you discovered about the population of autistic folks up here in Duluth? Were there more people up here that needed services than you expected, or about kind of what you figured?
We were actually really surprised. Before we opened the center, we had in-home therapy only, and we found that it was very difficult to find the families. It could have been, we were here 7 to 10 years ago, and it maybe wasn't as well known, kind of like you mentioned, there might have been more of a stigma. However, we are now with the center maybe having a more visible location. We're definitely starting to get more people coming to us, and we've been just so blessed to be able to partner with the social workers in Duluth and the surrounding area, St. Louis County, that have really helped kind of steer families in our direction.
So what are some of the things that you offer to clients and their families? I've got a good friend on Facebook who has a child with autism, and she is just a warrior for her child and his school. And you learn so much just about reading her posts and the things that she deals with her son and the things that her wonderful school is able to do for him. It really is a family situation where everyone in the family is affected and involved.
Absolutely. And that's something that we definitely look at in our services. So we provide direct therapy care for the individual, so working one-on-one with the client. But every single client that we work with, they also have something called family skills. Because, bringing a child to the center, or if a child with autism is just great with his therapist, but then he goes home and none of those skills carry over, and the family's life hasn't improved, we would definitely think we haven't really helped the family at all if that were the case. So we like to work with our families. We try and train them up so that they have all the skills that we have, so that we can really provide a consistent environment for our families. We also offer parent and sibling support groups throughout the year, and those can be for our actual clients or friends or just really open to the community at all. We also have speech and language pathologists and occupational therapists on site as well. And then we provide presentations, consults with schools, and social workers, a lot of businesses in the area that might just have us come in and talk about what autism is or the type of therapy that we provide.
So what are some things that you could use from the community? It sounds like awareness is definitely something. If you know someone who may be affected by autism, to give them a heads up about the center, of course, that couldn't hurt. But what are some other things that you could use from the community? Cash, volunteer time, what do you think?
Yeah, definitely I think spreading the word is one of our biggest, is just that there is a provider that's just for autism in the community. I think Duluth is just amazing in how many resources they have for families, but nothing that's 100% devoted just to autism spectrum disorder, and that is kind of what we do. So I think just spreading the word that we're there, and also, we're also looking to hire. So, you know, if there are people that are qualified, they can go on our website. We are definitely looking to hire as well. One of the tough things is, like, we love community support and would love families and just people in general to be involved. However, with these being the kids having HIPAA, you know, and the medical releases and everything, we can't have people just coming to the center, because we have to protect their confidentiality. So, you know, a lot of times just people contacting our center and asking if they can do something is usually the best way that we can go about doing that. One tangible way is we're always looking for toy donations. We have a lot for the younger kids, but for older kids, technology, electronics, things like that, and for teens and adults, as we, you know, continue our increasing working with that population, that's definitely a need that we might have.
All right, fantastic. And Jen, we'll get a link set up too, so folks can just give a call or drop an email and say, how can I help? And thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Jen Diedrich is a clinical supervisor with the Minnesota Autism Center, our guest this morning on Caring and Sharing.